Joining us is Mike Colreevy, the administrator of the Balranald Shire Council. Mike, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser. Good morning, listeners.
So, Mike, we speak with you each and every week to find out what is going on in the Balranald Shire Council, and you adopted some revenue plans last night.
Yes, Fraser, Council's draft 2020-2021 operational plan and revenue policy was considered at an extraordinary council meeting this week and was adopted for public exhibition. This is the first operational plan that's been prepared with council under administration. And together with the 2020-2021 revenue policy, these documents provide a platform for more effective leadership, planning and decision making, and for optimising the value for residents and ratepayers from council's operations for the year. The operational plan is a component of the integrated planning and reporting framework required of New South Wales councils under our Local Government Act, and it contains specific outcomes and continuous improvements throughout 2020-2021. The plan envisages council managing services, public facilities and other assets so that current and future local community needs can be met affordably. The key components of the plan are it contains an updated action plan for achieving the 2020-2021 objectives that were originally adopted in Council's Community Strategic Plan, showing key performance measures and timeframes. These actions recognise a diverse range of community needs and interests. The plan also contains the 2020-2021 revenue policy, including our proposed rates for the year and fees and charges. It also contains a four-year 2020 to 2024 operational budget and an updated 10-year 2020-2030 long-term financial plan, which outlines how Council will deliver on its obligations now and well into the future. Council's a custodian of scarce community resources, and in recognition of the diverse local community needs and interests across the Balranald Shire area, the operational plan aims to deliver a planning and spending framework that's just and fair with an equitable spread of resources throughout the Shire. The plan includes over $15 million of capital programs, much of which will be funded from grants and reserve funds. The operational plan and revenue policy documents are available for downloading on Balranald Shire Council's website now for comment for 28 days, and they'll come back to Council again for final adoption. I'd like to encourage listeners from the Shire community to view and comment on them.
Fantastic, Mike. Well, some good news to hear from the Council, and we appreciate you speaking to us.
Thank you, Fraser.
Mike Colreevy, the administrator at the Balranald Shire Council.